Hello and welcome to the pre-match edition of the Inside Elland Road podcast. Looking ahead to Middlesbrough away on Saturday, another very big game looming for Leeds United and increasingly crucial after last weekend's defeat at home to Norwich City. Got audio coming for you today from Marcelo Bielsa as always, and another epic press conference with him, and also the thoughts of Leeds United striker Patrick Bamford going back to the club who sold him to Leeds for £7 million in the summer, going back to the club where he scored a hat-trick against United the last time he played at the Riverside in March. And by the sounds of things, we'll be in the starting lineup alongside Kamar Roof in what will be a slightly changed team. Some injury doubts for Bielsa, and as much as he wanted to name his team in full today, as he's taken to doing, he's got concerns about Adam Forshaw, about Matthias Kleek, and also about Pablo Hernandez. So at the moment, is starting 11 still very much up in the air, but the basis of it decided and a few late calls for him to make. Some very interesting thoughts from him and an extremely lengthy answer on whether or not he felt he was to blame for the defeat to Norwich on Saturday. He said afterwards that he was, but he went into more detail today about why that was and why he wasn't laying the blame at the door of the players who'd made critical mistakes during that game, who hadn't played particularly well. So that's well worth listening to. And Bamford as well, talking a little bit about his injury problems and his comeback and where he sees this season going from here. So first up, here's Marcelo Bielsa looking ahead to the Middlesbrough game.
Can we start with team news? Will you look to make changes this weekend? Has Patrick Bamford done enough to earn a start, and could there be a recall for Calvin Phillips?
Empecemos con las noticias del equipo. Tiene la formación. Piensa que Bamford hizo lo suficiente para ser titular. Y si Phillips va a jugar.
El equipo va a ser Casilla.
This will be the starting 11.
Casilla, Eiling, Jansson, Cooper, Alioski, Phillips o Forshaw, Klitsch o Shackleton y Roof, Harrison, Bamford y Pablo Hernández o Clark. Pablo Hernández, Klitsch y Forshaw no tienen problemas de Forshaw y Klitsch en la rodilla y Pablo en el aductor.
Forshaw and Klitsch have a problem in the knee and Pablo has a problem in the groin.
Y por eso so no es seguro que juegue.
That's why we're not sure if they're going to play or not.
There's been a dip in results in the past few weeks. What do the players need to do to regain the consistency that you were showing earlier in the season?
Hubo en la última semana unos resultados un poco negativos. ¿Qué tienen que hacer los jugadores para volver a encontrar la consistencia que tuvieron antes?
Yo he respondido a esta pregunta.
I answered to this question.
No tengo ninguna dificultad en volver a hacerlo.
I don't have any problem on answering again.
Salvo que cuando digo lo mismo siento que puede resultar incómodo para el que escucha.
The only thing is that when I repeat the same thing, I feel it's not convenient for the listeners.
En cuanto al fútbol ofensivo.
Regarding the offensive football,
en la medida que aumentemos la eficacia para convertir nuestras oportunidades mejoran.
When we increase our efficiency, our opportunities are bigger.
Yo valoro mucho el juego ofensivo del equipo.
Our offensive play is very important.
Y la eficacia es determinante para encaminar los resultados.
And the efficiency has a decisive impact on the result.
Respecto del juego defensivo.
And regarding the defensive play.
Que ha sido el sostén de esta campaña.
That has been at the basis of our team so far.
se divide, lo observo desde dos ópticas.
I have two points of view on it.
Primero, la recuperación de neutralizar los intentos que el rival construye.
The first thing is to neutralize the attempts that the opponent builds.
En ese sentido, siempre el equipo ha sido eficaz y regular.
And on this aspect, the team has always been efficient and regular.
El segundo aspecto,
and the second aspect,
tienen que ver con errores durante la posesión en cerca de nuestro arco,
has to do with mistakes we make in the playing out close to our goal,
que en caso de producirse facilitan las acciones ofensivas del rival.
And when we make them, we make it easier for the opponent to build offensive actions.
En ese sentido, no hemos sido constantes.
And on this aspect, we have lacked of consistency.
De todos modos, yo no reclamo por esas acciones.
Anyways, I don't blame anyone for these kind of actions.
Porque la la llevar la pelota de atrás hacia adelante con una circulación prolija.
Because when you put the ball from the defense zone to the offensive zone by building the attack,
que es indispensable para luego atacar bien,
and that is indispensable if we want to attack well, to move the ball well,
ese procedimiento lleva incluido la posibilidad de equivocarse, ¿no?
And when you go through this process, you always have the possibility to make a mistake.
Entonces, yo nunca le digo a un jugador que tiene que hacer algo pero que no puede equivocarse.
I never tell to our players that they have to do to respect a certain style, but they can't make a mistake. I never tell that to them.
Es un juego que incluye el riesgo.
Our style includes risk.
El camino alternativo es entregar la pelota, dividir la pelota.
The alternative path is to make to use 50-50 balls.
Y bueno, yo creo que eso nos perjudica más que nos favorece.
But I think this is not convenient for us. It's better to be faithful to our style.
Do you think teams are changing the way they play against Leeds to try and disrupt the rhythm and to press high up the pitch?
¿Usted piensa que los rivales cambian su estilo para poder romper el estilo y eliminar la presión?
Nosotros, para jugar bien y para superar a los oponentes,
in order to play well and to beat to dominate the opponent,
no dependemos de los cambios que el rival intente.
We don't rely on the changes that the opponent makes.
Dependemos de la eficacia y el desarrollo de nuestro propio juego.
We only rely on our efficiency and the development of our game, of our style.
Cuando jugamos bien, superamos cualquier modelo de oposición.
When we play well, we can beat any model from the opponent.
Y cuando no jugamos bien, cualquier modelo de oposición nos resulta dificultoso.
And when we don't play well, any model we're playing against is hard for us.
Marcelo, you took full responsibility last week for the defeat. How mature are your players in accepting their responsibility? Do they come to you and say, "No, boss, it was us"?
Usted asumió la total responsabilidad de la última derrota. ¿Qué madurez tienen sus jugadores para asumir su propia responsabilidad, para decir, no, mister, nosotros somos responsables de la derrota?
Es que yo pienso que la derrota del último partido,
I think that the last loss,
cuando observo que hay decisiones que pueden modificar el trámite de un partido, las tomo y las decisiones no producen el efecto perseguido, no puedo derivar la responsabilidad de lo que se obtiene a los futbolistas.
When I make a decision, I take decisions that I think are going to change the physiognomy of the game, and then when I see that we actually it was not the right decision, I can't say that the responsible for this are the players.
El último partido,
in the last game we played,
tuvo algunos segmentos que vale la pena revisar.
We had some segment that would be worth looking at.
Si uno se limita a cuando se evalúan los hechos,
when you evaluate the facts,
el análisis queda descartado.
You can put aside the analysis.
El análisis tiene que ver con la relación entre la producción y lo que se produce y lo que se obtiene.
The analysis has to do with has to analyze two aspects. You have to analyze two aspects: what you produce in the game and what you get from the production.
Si nosotros hubiéramos tenido el mismo grado de eficacia que tuvo el rival,
if we were in the last game, if we were as efficient as the opponent,
hubiéramos ganado el partido.
We would have won the game.
Y si hubiéramos evitado facilitar los goles que el rival obtuo,
if we hadn't contributed in the goals the opponent scored,
hubiéramos ganado por diferencia.
We would have won the game by a large margin.
La construcción del juego ofensivo nuestro,
when we build our offensive play,
pocas veces necesita de la complicidad de los errores del oponente.
Usually we don't rely on the mistakes of the opponent.
Nosotros cuando atacamos y atacamos bien, no es a costa de que el rival se equivoque.
Because when we attack and when we attack well, it's not because the opponent made mistakes.
Nosotros normalmente defendemos bien.
Usually we defend well.
Cuando se trata de neutralizar lo que el rival intenta, no tenemos mayormente dificultades.
And when we have to neutralize what the opponent is trying to build, usually we don't have any difficulties to do that.
Cuando tenemos que protegernos de algunas facilidades que le otorgamos al rival para que ataque,
and when we are too generous with the opponent when he attacks,
nos resulta más dificultoso evitar que nos conviertan.
It's difficult for us to prevent the opponent from building any chance.
En el rival en el último partido,
in the last game, the opponent
tuvo 6 opciones de gol y convirtió 3.
Had 6 chances to score and scored 3 goals.
De las 6 opciones de gol que tuvo,
and among the last the 6 chances to score the opponent had,
nosotros tuvimos acciones que hicieron más fácil los ataques rivales.
We had the contribution that made it easier for the opponent to attack.
Aparentemente hay un espacio de crítica en esa conclusión.
Apparently there is a space for criticism in this conclusion.
Y yo pienso que no es así.
But I don't think so.
Yo pienso que cuando el estilo exige el manejo de la pelota desde el arquero propio hasta el área rival,
I think when the style demands that you move the ball from your own goalkeeper towards the opponent's box,
las pérdidas son parte de las posibilidades.
The possibility to lose the ball is something inherent to this game, to this style.
El jugador lleva adelante el estilo que le propone el entrenador.
So the player is just faithful to the style that the head coach proposes to him.
Entonces yo no puedo derivar ninguna responsabilidad.
So that's why I can't say that the players are responsible.
Hay un aspecto que es el aspecto que nosotros debemos, donde no terminamos de crecer.
There's an aspect where we are growing.
Que es el aspecto, el efecto el efecto mental de absorber nuestros propios errores o de no conseguir lo que merecemos.
Is the mental effect of accepting our own mistakes or not reaching what we're looking for.
Cuando nosotros cometemos errores y el rival nos crea peligro,
when we make mistakes and the opponent creates danger against us,
el equipo se resiente anímicamente.
From a mental point of view, our team feels it.
Y cuando nosotros jugamos media hora como la que jugamos el otro día y no conseguimos convertir,
and when we play half an hour as we played the last game and we can't score a goal,
el equipo también se resiente.
It has a mental impact on our team too.
Entonces, esa es el área de la respuesta mental del futbolista a los vaivenes del juego.
So the mental response of our players regarding the ups and downs of a game
es responsabilidad del entrenador.
This is the responsibility of the head coach.
Usted evalúe estos datos.
Take into account these facts.
Este fue uno de los partidos en los que más corrimos.
The last game was one of the games in which we ran the most.
El dominio del juego, la posesión fue a favor nuestra.
We had the possession of the ball.
Claramente.
We clearly had the possession of the ball.
El dominio del juego también.
We dominated the game too.
En situaciones de gol también fuimos superiores al rival.
We created more chances to score than the opponent.
La media del equipo individual no fue suficiente.
The individual performance of the team was good enough.
Entonces, ¿qué es lo que deberíamos, qué cosa los futbolistas no dieron que yo pueda reclamar?
So what could I ask? What kind of criticism could I make to the players?
Y si no hay reclamo posible.
I can't criticize anything.
¿No creen que es natural que yo me sienta responsable?
And if I don't have any basis to criticize the players, don't you think that it's normal that I feel responsible of it?
Mire, yo le dedico tanto tiempo a estas algunas respuestas.
I spent so much time on some answers.
Porque no quiero correr el, no me gusta que se pueda malinterpretar lo que yo digo.
Because I don't want that what I said is getting mal, not interpreted in the right way.
Hay una costumbre que yo observo en muchos entrenadores del mundo.
There's a habit that many head coaches in around the world have.
No de Inglaterra,
Not only in England,
sino de los lugares donde yo entiendo lo que dicen los entrenadores.
But in zones, in countries where I understand what the head coaches say.
Hay una frase muy recurrente, muy común.
There's a sentence very common. There's a very common sentence.
El entrenador dice, yo soy el responsable de este momento negativo del equipo.
Usually head coaches say, I'm the responsible of this negative cycle of the team.
Si no se explica por qué uno es el responsable,
if we don't explain why we are responsible,
es una inducción a que la conclusión que se obtenga sea la contraria.
We induce the listeners to reach the opposite conclusion of what we're saying.
En realidad está diciendo, yo soy el responsable.
In reality, the head coach is saying, I'm the responsible.
Pero como no lo explica,
but as the head coach doesn't explain why he's responsible,
no convence,
he doesn't convince the audience,
invita a que la responsabilidad se traslade a los futbolistas.
So he invites the audience to transfer the responsibility to the players.
A mí no me cabe duda porque hace 6 meses que lo escucho interrogar.
I don't have any doubt because I've been listening to your questions for the last 6 months.
De que usted pregunta con buenas intenciones.
That your questions are always full of good intentions.
Pero el sentido de su pregunta, que como yo me extendí tanto en la respuesta,
but the meaning of your question, as my answer was long,
tal vez se pida, se olvide,
maybe we forget.
El sentido de su pregunta fue, describa el porcentaje de responsabilidad de sus jugadores.
The meaning of your question was describe the percentage of the responsibility of the players.
De algún modo,
in some way,
cuando usted habla, son lo suficientemente maduros para.
When you say, are they mature enough to?
Y yo sinceramente,
and honestly,
creo que es mi responsabilidad.
And honestly, I think it's my responsibility.
El partido del otro día tuvo 3 segmentos.
The last game had 3 segments.
Una media hora de un fútbol lindo de verdad.
We had a first half hour with a beautiful football.
Los 15 minutos finales al convertir ellos el segundo gol contaminaron nuestra confianza.
And the last 15 minutes of the first half, when the opponent scored a second goal, it had an impact on our confidence.
Cuando comenzó el segundo tiempo,
and at the beginning of the second half,
yo hice modificaciones.
I made changes.
El equipo no mejoró.
And the team didn't improve.
Empeoró.
The team played worse.
Por lo cual, mi gestión no produjo el efecto esperado.
So my implication didn't have the result I wanted.
Ahí usted tiene una responsabilidad muy grande del entrenador.
And as the decision I took didn't have the result we expected, you can see clearly that the responsible is the head coach.
Porque lo que había sucedido en el primer tiempo era bueno.
Because what happened in the first half was good.
Yo lo modifiqué y lo empeoré.
And I made changes and it became worse.
Por lo cual, estoy haciendo autocrítica de verdad.
So I'm doing self-criticism, but with a factual basis.
Pero quiero ser preciso también.
But I would like to be precise.
Yo valoré mucho los primeros 25 minutos del equipo.
For me, the first,
del segundo tiempo.
For me, the first 25 minutes of the second half from the team were very important.
Porque no crean, porque a pesar de no crear una sola situación de peligro,
because in spite of not being able to build one chance to score,
jugamos en campo rival y no sufrimos ninguna situación de contraataque.
We played in the opponent's half and we didn't concede any counterattack to the opponent.
Yo resumo ese momento diciendo,
and to sum up this moment,
supimos jugar mal.
I could tell we knew how to play bad.
Saber jugar mal es no poder imponerse, pero que esa imposibilidad no sea la justificación para que el rival se imponga.
To learn how to play bad means that you can't impose your style during a segment, but you do the right thing to prevent the opponent from building attacks and counterattacks.
En los últimos 20 minutos del segundo tiempo,
in the second half, in the last 20 minutes of the second half,
desde mi humilde opinión,
From my humble point of view,
cosechamos el desgaste que habíamos producido en el rival en esos 25 iniciales estériles, sin producir.
We were getting the results, the fruits from all our effort we made in the first 20 minutes without having 25 minutes without having any chance to score.
Y volvimos a jugar bien y creamos 4 situaciones de gol.
And we played well again and we created 4 chances to score.
Y convertimos un gol.
And we scored one goal.
Y en el medio de esos 20 minutos,
and in the middle of these 20 minutes,
el rival convirtió el tercero.
The opponent scored the third goal.
Pero si usted revisa esos minutos finales,
but if you have a look at the last minutes of this game,
el esfuerzo del equipo fue conmovedor.
The effort made by the team was moving.
Siguieron corriendo como si fueran 0-0.
Because they kept running, the team kept running as if the result was 0-0.
Y produjeron fútbol, generaron llegadas.
And they produced beautiful football, they created chances.
Y se sobrepusieron a la humillación de ir perdiendo 3-0 en casa, ¿no?
And the team overcame the humiliation of losing 0-3 at home.
Entonces, eso quiero dejar bien claro, no sé si lo he logrado, que la responsabilidad que me atribuyo es genuina.
That's why I would like to make it clear. I don't know if I'm reaching my goal is that the responsibility I'm assuming is a true responsibility.
Y que no considero que haya responsabilidad de los jugadores.
And I don't think that the players are responsible.
Thanks, Marcelo.
Si el día que considere que la responsabilidad de los jugadores,
the day I consider that the players are responsible,
no lo voy a decir.
I wouldn't tell you.
Pero tampoco voy a decir que la culpa es mía.
But I wouldn't say that I am the responsible.
I understand. Thanks for the strength of your answer.
Gracias por su respuesta.
Bill, in that case, Marcelo, does pressure start to play, or tension start to play a part at this stage of the season with so few games left to play and the fact that people can see now what they are competing for?
¿Usted cree que se empieza a sentir la presión en este momento de la temporada cuando quedan pocos partidos y que se ven cuáles son realmente los objetivos?
Creo que no.
I don't think so.
Creo que nosotros jugamos todos los partidos igual.
Because we always play all the games with the same style.
Si usted los partidos que nosotros jugamos tienen dos modelos.
The games we're playing have two models.
Cuando podemos imponer, cuando consolidamos lo que merecemos o cuando no lo consolidamos.
Is when we strengthen what we deserve or when we don't strengthen what we deserve.
Pero hay pocos partidos como el de West Bromwich, por ejemplo.
For example, you have few games like the one we played against West Bromwich.
Me doy cuenta que los criterios que utilizo para analizar,
I'm finding out that the criteria I'm using to analyze, make analysis,
no son compartidos, no son unánimemente compartidos.
I know that they are not overwhelmingly shared by others.
Yo no creo que las sensaciones que a mí me dejó la derrota con Norwich sean las que sean comunes a las interpretaciones que se hizo del partido.
I don't think that the feeling I have after the loss against Norwich is a feeling that everybody has.
Lo que sí estoy seguro,
but I'm sure of one thing,
que yo puedo defender lo que digo.
Is that I can defend my point of view.
Y que para analizar fútbol hay que analizar merecimientos.
And if you want to make analysis regarding football, you have to analyze what you deserve and what you don't deserve.
Porque lo otro es guiarse por los números.
Because otherwise you just make an opinion looking at the final result.
Y eso tiene una sola lectura: el que más goles hace gana.
And you only have one way of reading this: is the one who scores more goals wins.
Y eso no necesita del análisis.
And you don't need to make any analysis if you base your opinion on that.
Lo que pasa es que cuando usted está en un ciclo de derrota,
the point is that when you're on a negative cycle,
cualquier explicación, cualquier análisis que haga se entiende como una justificación, no como un análisis.
Any analysis in that negative cycle, any analysis that you make is understood as being a justification, not as a true analysis.
Por eso a veces a mí me da vergüenza explicar todas estas cosas.
That's why sometimes I'm ashamed to explain all these things.
Porque hay mucha gente que escucha que dice se está justificando.
Because many listeners can think that no, it's just looking for justifications.
Porque el triunfalismo existe en los seres humanos en un porcentaje altísimo.
Because there is among human beings there is the dogma of winning at all costs.
Hay mucho más triunfalismo que reflexión en los seres humanos. Es mucho más fácil jerarquizar la victoria y despreciar el análisis.
It's a lot easier to give importance to the win than to not take into consideration the analysis.
It is very unusual for us in this country to hear a head coach name his lineup 2 days before a game. Does that help the opposition, do you think, or does it make no difference?
Para nosotros es muy poco usual que un entrenador de la formación 2 días antes del partido. ¿Te piensa que eso le ayuda al rival o usted piensa que no tiene mucha importancia?
No. Para mí es irrelevante.
For me, it's not important at all.
Aaron,
thank you.
What are you expecting from Middlesbrough on Saturday, Marcelo? You had a very, very closely fought game at Elland Road in August.
¿Qué piensa del cómo va a ser el partido contra Middlesbrough, tomando en cuenta el primer partido de agosto en Elland Road?
Bueno, de todos los partidos que yo recuerdo, si tuviera que elegir el que fue más duro.
If I had to choose which was the hardest game we played so far,
más friccionado,
with frictions,
con más dificultades, el que presentó pleitos físicos más difíciles,
the one that presented the most difficult physical challenges,
fue el de Middlesbrough.
I would say it was the game against.
Y creo que esa va a ser la tónica del próximo partido.
And I think this will be the trend of this coming game.
How will you change things going into Saturday's match based on what you've learned from that first fixture?
¿Qué cambió de cara al partido del sábado tomando en cuenta lo que aprendió del primer partido?
No cambió nada.
Nothing has changed.
Nosotros no nos sorprendió el partido de la primera rueda.
We were not surprised to play by the way the Middlesbrough played in the first game.
Sabíamos que íbamos a enfrentar ese tipo de partido.
We knew that we were going to play this kind of game.
Y en el duelo de estilo ganó el rival.
And in the duel of styles, the opponent Middlesbrough won.
Porque no jugaron mejor que nosotros.
Because they didn't play better than us.
No tuvieron la pelota.
They didn't have the ball.
Pero crearon más situaciones de gol ellos que nosotros.
But they had more chances to score than us.
Y eso indica que no nos dejaron jugar.
They prevented us from playing.
Y que lograron a través de su método generarnos opciones de gol.
And being faithful to their method, they were able to create chances to score against us.
Es uno de los pocos partidos que nosotros merecimos perder y empatamos.
It was one of the few games that we deserved to lose, and that actually it was a draw.
Your fixture with Queen's Park Rangers changed this week. You've now got 3 matches in 6 days towards the end of the month. Is that a problem at all?
Cambió la fecha de Queen's Park Rangers, va a tener 3 partidos en 6 días. ¿Eso va a ser un problema para usted?
No.
No.
No, cuando no hay excusas, los partidos, a los partidos se llega en condiciones de enfrentarlo y de ganarlo. Jugar tres partidos en seis días será una dificultad asumible sin ningún problema.
You can't find excuses. The idea is when you have a game to play, you have to play it and win it. The fact of playing three games in 6 weeks is a difficulty that we can assume.
Nosotros cada vez corremos más.
Every game we run more.
Y corremos más de lo necesario.
And we run more than what we need.
Si perdemos o ganamos, de aquí para atrás no fue por falta de garra, de coraje, de esfuerzo, de
So far the game that we won or the game that, especially the game we lost, it's not because we lacked of courage, of implication, of determination.
Lo que pasa que hay cosas que desarticulan las conclusiones.
But the thing is that you have elements that break the conclusions.
Y la función de los medios de comunicación es ofrecer conclusiones.
And the role of the media is to offer conclusions.
Entonces, pero si en el medio de este ciclo está el mejor partido de la temporada, que es el partido con Derby County.
And if in this cycle we played the best game of the season, which was the game against Derby County.
No puede ser que no se tenga en cuenta ese detalle para evaluar el estado del equipo.
We have to take into account this detail to evaluate the state of the team.
Uno no puede decir a este equipo le pasa esto, esto, esto y esto y en el medio hay un partido donde sucede todo lo contrario.
We can't say that in this cycle we have this negative aspect, this and that, and we don't take at the same time the fact that we played the game where exactly the opposite happened.
Thank you. Anything else? Just finally, just in terms of those injuries you mentioned at the start, how serious are they with the Forshaw, Cleach and Hernandez?
¿Qué seriedad tienen las lesiones de Cleach, Pablo y...?
No son serias porque los tres tienen posibilidad de jugar.
They're not serious because they have a possibility to play.
Pero yo nunca propicio que el jugador que tiene dudas juegue.
But I never put a player who is in doubt in the pitch.
Yo solamente en el caso de cualquiera de estos tres jugadores participarían si ellos decididamente se ponen a disposición. Si tienen la más mínima duda, prefiero nunca impulso que el jugador lastimado juegue.
I never push a player to play. I only put him in the team if he's 100% available to play.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Certain people listen to what Bielsa is saying and wonder or ask if he's shielding the players from criticism that they should be taking. But in actual fact, if you look back to 2012, the end of the first season that Bielsa had with Athletic Bilbao when they lost the Europa League final and the Copa del Rey final, he gave a very similar speech in private to the players in his squad the day after the season finished, essentially saying to them that he was responsible because they'd done all the work that he'd asked them to do, they'd worked hard, they'd applied themselves in the way that he expected, and ultimately his tactics hadn't worked. And again, seems to be going down the same line on this route, doesn't want to be digging the players out, doesn't feel that the players are responsible for the fact that Leeds are on a run of four defeats in six. The bonus for Bielsa, and obviously a quiet transfer window, but Patrick Bamford returned with a goal against Norwich. He looks like he's going to be in the starting lineup this weekend. It'd been a stop-start season for Bamford since that move from Middlesbrough, a PCL injury back in September which kept him out for 3 months, a separate knee ligament injury suffered before the game at Aston Villa in December, which again led to another few weeks on the sidelines. And he said himself he was surprised to be in the squad against Norwich, certainly a surprise to find himself on the pitch. But a big weekend coming up for him against his former club, and here's what he had to say about heading back to Middlesbrough, about his injury problems and about the pressure of finishing off the season from here.
You got your goal last week. Do you feel, after all the setbacks you've had with injuries, that you're now ready physically
to show your best and to be a regular starter?
If I'm being honest, I'm probably not fully fit in terms of match sharpness. I think I only had two proper training sessions before the last game, but it was nice to be back out there, and I think it's one of them where I'm only going to get the match sharpness by playing in the matches, so it's probably going to take a few to get up to full speed, but I'm looking forward to it.
You've obviously watched the team a lot from the sidelines. Can you just sort of give us the contrast to being in the stands watching and being in the dressing room and being a part of it?
You know, you kind of turn into a fan. It kind of feels like when I was younger, going to watch, I used to watch Forest when I was younger, and you feel like a fan again. So I'm, even though I'm part of the team, I feel like I'm just supporting the team, and it's frustrating, but I'm like any other fan, getting up out of their chair, supporting the lads. But then you forget, but when you get back involved, it's like that buzz around match day, and it's something that you miss out on, to be honest.
Going back to Middlesbrough, will that be special for you, especially this fixture, when you look at what happened in the reverse game with the hat-trick last season?
Yeah, I think I owe the Leeds fans three goals, but it's one of them where I had a great time at Middlesbrough. Obviously, I got a lot of love for the club, and I enjoyed my time there. It was one of them where manager saw it the time for me to leave, and thankfully Marcelo showed a lot of faith in me and basically put it to me that he wanted me to join this huge club. So yeah, I haven't got a bad word to say about Middlesbrough, to be honest, but it's going to be exciting going back.
Will it be one of the toughest games of the season when you look at the way Leeds play with a possession-based football and Tony Pulis very direct?
It's going to be interesting. I think they're quite, from what I've heard, from obviously I stay in touch with a lot of friends I've made up there, and I think they've played quite defensive this year against our style, which is extremely attackive, and the amount of running I think we do in a game, they might do a lot of running, but it's different styles, isn't it? As you said, they play more direct style of play, and we have the almost, I don't know whether you want to call it tiki-taka, but it's that kind of possession-based, quick-flowing attacking football. So it'll be a good game for the fans to watch, I think, and hopefully they won't be able to cancel us out.
When you look at the picture now at the top of the table and compare it with the Premier League, a week, 2 weeks ago, everybody thought Liverpool were going to win the title, and you look at the situation at the top of the Championship. As players, do you just have to focus on the job in hand and not get too distracted by all the talk around who's going to win the title? Because it can change very quickly, can't it?
Yeah, I think it's quite cliche to say you've got to take each game as it comes. But I think if you ask the Tottenham players in the Prem, they would say they're still in with a good chance. And I think if you ask the number of teams in the Championship who are around 4th, 5th or 6th, they'd probably say that they're in with a great chance of finishing in automatic places as well. So it would be quite a boring game if you knew who was going to go up automatically. So there's quite a fun aspect of it for the fans, obviously nerve-wracking as well. But for us as players, we've just got to concentrate on the games, and we can't get carried away. I mean, obviously we went on a great run at the start of this, well, after the first few games, and went a long period where we didn't lose. I think it was after the West Brom game where we lost, and it's just about putting them runs together, and at the end of the day, it's the team that's the most consistent that ends up going up.
Adam, Patrick, you know Borough probably better than anybody.
Yeah.
So where are they vulnerable?
It's a tough one, but I think being a defensive team, it's going to be a game where we have to be focused and be fully concentrated the whole match. In terms of where they're vulnerable, I think we've got individual players who can obviously create things out of nothing. And it might come down to that. It might come to a magical moment from one of the boys. And I think it'd be stupid to say if you launch long balls up to them, obviously they've got three or five massive defenders who are going to be brilliant at heading the ball, and anything that comes up in the air in a physical battle, they're going to be very strong with. So in terms of that, I think if we stick to our style, hopefully it will come up trumps.
And how acute is your desire now to start games?
As I said, once you get a taste of like the match day action and you're back in amongst it, it's one of them where you just want to kind of ride the wave as it is. And to be honest, I didn't really expect to come on against Norwich, because I remember when I came back last time, obviously I was on the bench against QPR, didn't feature, and then came on against Bolton. So I thought it'd be one of them introduced me back in. But the way the game was going, I think that we had to try and see if we could grab something. It wasn't to be, but yeah, I'm really really excited. I haven't started in the league yet, so whenever that comes, I'll be ready.
And how would you describe the effect you've had coming back into the squad, ready for match day? Have you? I know you don't want to be too boastful or anything, but has there been a perceivable lift?
Yeah, I think without blowing my own trumpet too much, it's one of them where I know that there was a bit of I've seen that the fans made a bit of a fuss that no one was really brought in the January window, but we've got me, Izzy, who've been injured for a long time, and we'll have our part to play in the coming games. And then obviously there's been a lot of injuries as well, so we haven't had a full squad for the majority of the games. So it's not so much that it's just me, but there's a lot of boys that are going to come back in, and it's when lads are looking for something, they need that kind of lift. It can just be a player coming back like myself or Izzy or any of the others, really.
Thanks, Patrick.
Cool.
Bill? We saw the video of Marcelo giving you a hug after that volley in training, and you've had the goal at Bolton and Norwich. How much do those moments help when you're in the situation that you've been in, where you're desperately trying to get back and it must feel from time to time like it's taking forever?
Yeah, I think one of the big worries about when you've been out injured for a long time is, can I still do it? Can I get back to where I was? Can I still do the things I could do? And I was worried that I'd be too concerned about my knee and worried about doing things because of panic about my knee. But once I got back into training, it was just one of them things where you forget about your knee. And I know that the physios were getting a bit annoyed with me when I first came back because I was doing things without thinking and putting my knee at risk, which obviously I shouldn't have done. But it's one of them where you're playing football, and we started playing football because we love the sport. And so once you're back out playing, it's just like you're like a kid again, playing in the park, really.
Do you feel like you've got that out of your head then, that initial concern about how it would be when you started to play again?
Yeah, to be honest, I thought I had it before going back into training, but as soon as I was in training again, you forget about it, don't you? You get all up in the emotions of training and the game, so it doesn't really cross your mind.
You've seen two runs to the playoffs with Middlesbrough. What does it take at this point in the season? Because this is starting to get to the sharp end now.
Yeah, I think everyone prepares themselves for that Christmas period, and they kind of set that out as going to be a tough period because there's a lot of games in a short period of time. But it's actually the period between maybe January and March that are probably the toughest, because you've set yourself up, you've got all pumped up for the Christmas bit, and then there's a bit of a lull. And I think it's the team, as I said before, that has the most consistency and can have the mental toughness, I think it is, to get promoted, because it is a long slog, the season. There's 46 games or however many, and yeah, it's having that concentration and focus throughout the whole year.
Do you feel that here, the impetus and the mental toughness? Because obviously the patch of results recently hasn't been brilliant.
Yeah, I think, as I said, in seasons, whether it be in the Prem, Championship, League One, even the team that gets promoted, they're going to go through a tough patch. They're going to go through a point in the season where they start doubting themselves, or they have a few bad results or a few bad injuries, something that just like knocks them off their game a little bit. And to be honest, I don't think as a squad we were doubting ourselves. We know that it would be unrealistic to say that we're going to go unbeaten throughout the whole year. So the main thing for us is to kind of bounce back. And as I said, against West Brom, when we lost that game, I think it was 4-1 or whatever it was, we went on a run. So it's important to try and build a run together and get back on it.
Thank you very much.
It was a pleasant surprise to see you in the squad on Saturday, because Marcelo had said you'd played for some 23 games beforehand. Yeah. Was it a big surprise to you? How late did you know you were going to be involved?
So on a Wednesday, we do like it's almost like an 11v11, but in a shorter time frame. And he came up to me before and he said, "How you do today will decide whether I think you need more time with the 23s or whether you're involved against Norwich." He said, I don't want you to play 23s, I want you to be involved in Norwich, but we'll see how you do." And so I was like, oh, okay, no pressure then. So I've tried to do what I could in that time. And he said to me after, "How did you feel?" I was like, yeah, I felt fine, no problem. He was like, "Do you think you got all the running out of it that you needed?" And I said, "Yeah, I think so. I could have done maybe a little bit more running in certain segments." And he was like, "Okay, good, we'll speak tomorrow." And I was like, thinking, what does that mean? But yeah, it turned out that he obviously perceived that I was ready.
Thank you.
Got to be a shot on the arm, though, isn't it? When he comes up to you and says, "I want you involved on Saturday. Let's see how this goes, but I want you to play on Saturday."
Yeah, I think that for at any team, any level, any club, when the manager speaks to you and puts a bit of faith in you, almost, it gives you that extra bit of confidence. If you were lacking it, or even if you weren't, it just gives you that little boost, and it does mean a lot. To even some players might be like, might say, "Oh, it doesn't matter what anyone says to me. It doesn't affect me." But there's always going to be that little bit of a confidence boost.
Obviously, Saturday was quite a fiery game. There were some afters which were well documented on the television. Was it quite nice to get back into the heat of battle and sort of get up off the bench and get stuck in?
Yeah, to be honest, I quite like that side of the game. I mean, it was handbags really after. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what happened, whether they pursued it or what. Yeah, it was a strange one. I mean, there's a fine line really, because on the football pitch, obviously players give a lot of chat and they say they're going to do this, they're going to do that, but really nothing actually happens on the pitch. And it's one of them where we've got to make sure that we've got to realise that you don't really realise in the moment that there's a lot of kids watching in the stand and on TV, and like putting your head against somebody, even if it's nothing, it's like all about egos and stuff.
Of course, yeah.
It's not really setting a good example to the kids and showing them that that's right. And I think that's one thing that we need to be careful of as a game, that just remember that we are idols to some people and we've got to set a good example.
Thank you.
No worries.
Anything else?
Yep.
Oh, go ahead.
Patrick, do you think that you've found a manager that suits the way you play? You know, you're 25, you've been at a lot of clubs, you've worked for some good guys, it's no detriment to anybody else, but the way Bielsa tries to play, do you think that you perhaps found your bent, if you like, in terms of expressing yourself?
Yeah, I think so. No disrespect intended to English coaches, but for me personally, I've seemed to get on best with coaches who are either foreign or have a foreign mentality. So when I was at MK Dons, it was different, because with Carl Robinson, he was more of a coach. He spent a lot of time with me one-on-one and tried like developing me one-on-one in that way. And then obviously I had time with Steve McLaren, who'd spent time abroad. So there was kind of a different style to training, a different approach. And then with Aitor at Middlesbrough, got on really well with him. And I think that not so much that my style doesn't fit English coaches, but there's just something about me and that different way of looking at things that seemed to click. And I think that might have been one of the reasons that Marcelo put faith in me, was because obviously Victor was at Middlesbrough with Aitor, and so Aitor knew me well, and I don't know whether they spoke, but I think that might have helped, and hopefully I can flourish under Marcelo.
Yeah, because at your age, it's, you know, and you've had your knee problems, etc., but it's kind of about time, because you know a lot of people have thought you were an extremely talented young player for a long time since you started. But is this the time you need to almost kick on in terms of your own development?
Yeah, I think so. I think for me personally, the next step is to get Leeds promoted, to help get the team promoted, and then it's down to me then to show it in the Premier League, because I think I've shown it in the Championship. I think that I had a go at the Premier League. I didn't play as much as I'd like, and I still think that I had more to offer. And I think that given a chance, especially if we go up with this team, with this unit, and everyone together, I think that it could be a good future ahead of me and the team.
Thanks, everybody.